And there was another family member who did not have an opportunity to state their name. Well, good morning and welcome to you to the GNC call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious King, our Heavenly Father, our Savior, our confidant, our friend, our all in all, our everything, our wheel in the middle of the wheel. We thank you this morning. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you and praise you for allowing us to be a part of it, because in it we move and we breathe and we have our very being, and it's all because of you. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful, and we thank and praise you that you have given us the tools we need to be faithful as well. Lord, we thank and praise you for this TMC call. We thank you so much for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for the entire D.H. De Leon family. Father, we thank you that it was a call of faith. It was a walk of faith. It was their not giving up. It was their not wavering. They're holding on. The reason why Artists International and the D.H. De Leon family, Lord, and Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon are where we are today. So, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless them, that you continue to put that knot at the end of the rope to have them hold on, oh God, when times get hard. Father, that you continue to order their footsteps and be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. And, God, that you just continue to be God to them. Now, we thank you so much for the speaker who will bring the word that we know we need to hear. Oh, Lord, that it would enrich and empower us as believers and enhance us as we begin our day, as we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, God, bless the speaker. You know what they stand in need of, Lord. Deliver, that they deliver the word with clarity, oh, God. You know what they stand in need of, and we ask and trust that you will do exactly what they're trusting you to do. Now, we bind that old slew-footed devil in the name of Jesus off this call, and it will go forth with clarity, and we give you praise. We are doers of the word and not hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, as we go and enjoy our weekend, as we know that our God is always faithful. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for feeding us and greeting us on this Our God is Faithful Friday. We thank you for that tag, and we also thank you for opening us up in a word of prayer. God, well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. It's Tiffany Lauderdale coming to you all the way live from Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call, where your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Masters on the Master's Call. We have been moving forward with this call since October the 25th of 2010, and we are currently 23 days away from celebrating our fifth year. Yes, October 25th will be our fifth year here on the Master's Call. No, we have not missed a date. We have been here every Monday through Friday for going on 5 years, and so this is our month of celebration, so we are excited about what God has been doing here on Master's Call, and we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in, because if it wasn't for you, then we would not be able to continue to press forward in this mission and mandate that God has called for us to do here on the Master's Call. And so if you are visiting us for the first time, we invite you to visit our website at www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net is our website. Yes, we have a website for our call. And not only that, we also have an email. Maybe in this fifth year, maybe there's some of you who are interested in greeting, as Minister Willa just did, or maybe you want to host the call like I'm doing right now. Well, we invite you to send an email to info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every day following this call, we head over to the new Morning Motivational Call. And today we want to invite you to come over so that you can hear the super motivational message that Executive President Candy Mosley will be bringing to us this morning. And so that number is 530-881-1300, and then the access code is 539598#, and that's immediately following this call this morning. Also, remember, this is Friday, so on Friday we take your prayer request and your praise report. So if there's a prayer that you have on your heart and you want to someone to stand in agreement with you, then this will be the place for you, a part two of this call, to give that prayer request, and we definitely will be in prayer with and for you. Every single day at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, we have an opportunity to increase our health and our wealth by joining the Millionaire Call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. So if you would like to increase your health and wealth, please join us on the Millionaire Call. Not only bring yourself, but bring three others with you and allow an appointment with artists to change your life. And so if you are an artist entrepreneur on this line today, we say we cannot wait to see you in Las Vegas, Nevada on October the 14th and 15th. All roads lead to the Luxor Hotel. Please go into your back office, make sure that you register, and also make sure that you not only register for the conference, but that you register for your hotel at the Luxor Hotel. Yes, great things and new things are happening in Artists International, and we want to continue to move forward mightily. So at this time, I hope you have your Bibles, your pen, your paper, your tablet, because it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. So our speaker for this morning, he is Pastor Glenn John. Pastor Glenn John, he is the pastor of Christ Ambassadors Apostolic Church in Brooklyn, New York. He is from Trinidad, Tobago. I mean, there is so many great things that he is doing in the kingdom. I always say he is, this month is October, the second day of October. And so, of course, we know that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that so many people battle with cancer. But you know what, Pastor John, he is a survivor. He has beat cancer in its face. And he is a prostate cancer survivor. So today I am celebrating him this morning and thanking him for just allowing that bottle of LaVie juice by Artist International to definitely change his life. He is a diamond president with Artist International, and he is currently doing great things for God. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this morning none other than Pastor Glenn John. Pastor Glenn John, are you out there this morning?
Could you hear me this morning?
Yes, man of God, I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint me to speak your word at this moment. So someone will be blessed. Someone will receive. This I ask for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This morning, I want to give honor to God and the Holy Spirit, which is the head of my life. I also want to give honor to God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, the founder and host of this program, for our morning host. I think it's Minister Tiffany, and all the people that partake on a daily basis, even this morning, the prayer that went up to you. I greet every single person this morning, all God's people in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to speak on a simple topic, turning point prayer. You hear about prayer, prayer without ceasing, prayer with this prayer. But there is a prayer that we need to get to where it's the turning point prayer, where it makes the difference, a prayer that makes the difference. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 4. The king asks, well, how can I help you? With a prayer to God of heaven. I have prayed to God of heaven. This is what Nehemiah says. There are humorous points of interest in this prayer this morning. A very, very simple note what God put in the script here. I want us to see how many things we can get out of it. First, notice the context of it this morning. It is not a quiet bedroom or a crowded church pew or a scenic nature spot. Nehemiah prayed to God in the middle of a conversation with his king. Nehemiah knew he needed to choose his words and requests well, and so he fired a prayer to heaven even as he conversed with his employer and rulers. Am I talking to someone this morning? Oh, praise the Lord. Some of us are too busy to pray. In the midst of trouble, in the midst of hardships, in the midst of all the turmoils that you perhaps been going through, but you find yourself too busy to pray. You get into the car, you're going shopping, you're going, oh my God, you're going to the movies, you're going wherever you might be going, even to church, but we forget to pray. Prayer meeting today has become a place to sleep. When we call prayer meeting or online prayer meeting, everyone comes and sleep and get up and then boast the next day. I was in prayer meeting all night last night. I was in all night prayer meeting. I prayed and I prayed, but you were sleeping. And God, listen to me good. When Nehemiah prayed in the midst of speaking to his ruler, in the middle of a conversation, and God answered it, remember this next time, my friends. When you think you are too busy to ask God for help or direction or protection, notice whom Nehemiah prayed. He prayed to the God who, while living in a pagan land surrounded by idolatry, Nehemiah clinched to the one and true living God this morning. Are you feel like you want to cling on to God this morning? Do you feel like you want to take a crab and hold on to God? Do you want to take a dead grip and hold on to God this morning? Do you want to get to the point whereby you wrap your hands around God and don't let go in the name of Jesus? Likewise, countless counterfeits are offered for true religions today. Oh, many are then just revoking age-old Eastern paganism. So many people turn to the mystic oil and the candles, and they turn to the voodoo man and the obeah man, the witch doctor and the palm reader. And yes, my friends, they say, Pastor, we are Christians. What are you talking about? Yes, church people goes to these people because instead of praying, the turning point prayer, we look for outside sources. But remember this lesson from Nehemiah this morning. There are millions of gods to which you can pray this morning, but only one God who answers, and this God is the God of heaven. He not only answers prayer, but has the strength to fulfill needs. He has the strength to move hearts. He has the strength to change circumstances and the strength to forgive sins. Only the God of heaven this morning, who rules sovereignly over the earth, is worth praying for. Last and just as important, we notice that Nehemiah says it was I who prayed. He did not rely on his parents or prophet or anyone else or any religion. Oh my God, he personally pursued God from whom he hoped to receive answers. Have you prayed to God of heaven today? Are you too busy to pray this morning? Oh God, if you pray, hallelujah, God will never be too busy to give you answers. So we see the prayer this morning, what we call turning point prayer, when Nehemiah prayed the individual prayer. And let me bring Peter as an example into our conversation this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. So Peter can testify what it is to have others pray in your behalf. It's called a turning point prayer. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church until God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, unto God for him this morning. Pain, sorrows, and loss drive us to prayer. My friends, and to a turning point, here is the story this morning. To a turning point, to know for a fact that when things are down this morning with you, it is prayer will get you out this morning. But somehow we are too busy. Have you understand the people who struggle the most? Do you understand the people who go through the most struggle in life? Seems to be the most busiest people in the world. The people who are more broke is more busy than everything else in the entire world. Do you understand? Because we get caught up with sideshows, and my friend and my partner and my girlfriend keep me busy talking last night, and my partner had me speaking last night, and we were on the phone, and he was telling me about politics or whatever. We need to come back to the point where we can take prayer in a serious manner. Every moment of your life this morning, pray when you're driving to work, pray when you're shopping, pray wherever you go this morning. Always pray that God protect you from accidents and incidents, danger seen and unseen this morning. We are privileged to be here this morning in the name of Jesus. So many people went to bed last night, did not make it. There were people in Portland, Oregon. Oh, dear, hallelujah, this morning. Sad to report the news. Some did not make it because of the shooting incident. Oh, God, hallelujah. Watch this morning. Let me get back on track. James is beheaded by Herod, and Peter is awaiting his execution in jail, but prayer was made. This is the turning point of the entire chapter. Do you understand? It was not what Herod was doing. It was what God was doing. Although it begins with Herod on a rampage, the chapter ends with the gospel on a rampage. Do you understand this morning? The word of God grew and multiplied. In the end, Jesus' reputation, not Herod's, was increased through these events. But it is at the point of prayer that the massive shift in direction occurred. Do you understand everything that God is saying is prayer? We are suffering because we don't want to pray. We are suffering because we are so taken up in other things. And there are four notable elements that I will make my conclusion this morning of this pivotal prayer. First, it was without ceasing. Never stop praying. Jesus himself tells us that we will continue receiving and finding as we continue asking and searching. Second, number two, the prayer was made by the church. The church need to pray again. The church is weak. This is why the governments are walking over and insulting the church. Do you understand? You vote for president, you vote for mayors and governors, and when you vote for them because you think they're the best, but they come back and insult you, and they know for a fact you're not going nowhere, you're coming back to vote next month. The church is weak because they don't respect us no more. If we do not pray for one another in the body of Christ, who will pray for us? Third, this prayer was unto God. Let me back up with that statement that God just gave us. If we don't do it, who else in the world will pray? If the Christians are not praying to the true and living God this morning, if the believers are not doing it, who you expect to pray this morning? You expect some atheist or someone outside of the hands of God to come and pray to him who don't even know him? Third, this prayer was unto God. Not all prayer is to the one and living God. Jesus said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And finally, fourth, the prayer was made for him, for Peter. Personal intercessory prayer is Christ's command to his church. We are to remember them that are in bonds. Hallelujah. And bung unto them this morning that are in chains. Oh, God, so many of us are in a prison of our circumstances that when Paul and Silas realized they were in prison chain, they cried out to God and sang praises unto God. Oh, Oh, Mama, see the true and living God. And God send a great earthquake. And oh, God, shook, hallelujah, the foundations of the prison in the name of Jesus. Can I tell someone something this morning? I stopped by to tell someone that in your prison of circumstances this morning, prayer and praises to God, the turning point of prayer this morning will shake the foundation of your prison of circumstances. You will be set free. You will be loosed in the name of Jesus. So many people call me on a daily basis, Pastor, pray for this and pray for that. But we need a turning point prayer. Oh, this morning, does this kind of prayer characterize your closet or your church? If so, then rest assured that it will be a turning point in the midst of your needs and wounds and losses. Rest assured this morning, if you have a turning point prayer in your life this day, right now, this moment, God himself will turn everything around. Yes, my friends, in the name of Jesus, look, Joseph said to his brothers, you meant it for evil, but God turned it around. Because Joseph had a turning point prior in his life that God could take bad and make it good. He could take evil and make it right. In the name of Jesus, you might be down, but don't count yourself out this morning. Turn to God in prayer, but not just a gentle Jesus. Make a mile. Look upon this little child. Walk, eat, sleep, and drink. Prayer, hallelujah. Let your life be a prayer. Walk and talk prayer. When you open your mouth to make your next order today, say a prayer. Let God be your guidance. Let God be in front. Nehemiah prayed. When the king says, could I help you? Oh God, hallelujah. Nehemiah knew that he needed every word that he's going to say to the king that will come from God. Because in those days, it was not easy living in a paganistic, oh God, country, living where the king don't even know his God, and he's making a request to go back to Jerusalem, go back to Judah, and to rebuild the walls. So he needed, the right words. You go to your boss this morning, have a turning point prayer. Don't let nothing, don't leave home without praying, don't speak without praying. Next time you're going to make a joke, pray that God give you the right melody and the right thing to say, so it will please God. In the name of Jesus, I tell you the truth right now, we are praying, but we are reading prayer. We are praying this morning because someone tell us it's the right thing to do. We must pray, hallelujah, sincerely from our hearts, without ceasing. Our life, our brain, we should be saturated with prayer. So many people have needs. You are sick this morning. There are pain. The family is troubling you. You are troubling the family. You got financial turmoil. We need a turning point prayer. A prayer that says, for Jesus I live and for Jesus I die. Someone says, I pray in a day and I pray in a night. When I get on my knees, the devil have to run away. Do you understand this morning? It's Jesus only. Just call upon him. Pray this morning. Concentrate on prayer. Hallelujah. When you're sleeping, let your body, when it's at rest, cry out to God in the name of Jesus. You say, Pastor, you're too old-fashioned. I live in the 21st century. Well, take the pain. If you don't hear, you will feel. Take the pain. Take the sorrows. Don't call and suffer. But I tell you the truth. I thank God. A turning point in my life. When I was sick with cancer, I prayed. I asked God to life over death. I asked him to save me. And I thank God. for you right now. Back to our moderator, Minister Pastor Tiffany Lauderdale, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I receive that, Pastor Glenn John. Thank you so much for that powerful message on Turning Point. Man of God, I'm going to be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for part one of this call today. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we thank you for this opportunity that we have had to experience your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the message that you sent straight to us from the throne room through your messenger, Pastor Glenn John. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow virtue to refill him up right now. In the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that every single need that he stands in need of is met right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for the total and complete healing that you have endured upon his life. I thank you that he was able to come back and to slap cancer in the face. I thank you for his healing. I thank you for his ministry and for his family, and I thank you for what you will continue to do in his life in Jesus' name. I thank you for each and every single caller who has dialed into this, the Master's Call, on this day. I pray that their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as they begin their day. We lift up Leroy to you. We speak total and complete healing in his mind and his body and his soul. We speak strength to Dorothy Cook right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Karen Johnson to you right now, oh God, and we pray that you would just give her strength, comfort, and peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up those families in Oregon right now this morning in the name of Jesus, and I pray that, God, you will be their shelter right now. You will be their shield, Father. And so, and all those in the islands, Father God, who are going through the floods and the rains and the storms right now, God, we know that you are still God, that you are still mighty, that you are still in the miracle working business, Father. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would have your way, because truly we serve a true and living and faithful God. And so on this, God, our God is faithful Friday, Father. We trust you. We allow you to be the pilot in our lives on this day. So we will step aside, God, and follow your lead and walk into the steps that you have already predestined for our lives. So we thank you, God, for this time. We thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to wake up into another day. And we will go out and be the great ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085, and then the access code is 712-432-1085, and then the access code 957-677 pound. We'll be heading over to the morning motivational call on this Motivation Friday to hear the powerful, phenomenal message from Candida Mosley, No Stopping Us. That will be for us immediately following part two of this call. It's at 530-881-1300, and the access code there is 539598#. Please don't forget to join us on the Millionaire Call. That is at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time and 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. That number is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539598#. If you are an artistpreneur on this line, don't forget we are celebrating 25 years in Artists International. We want to see you at the Luxor Hotel on October the 14th and 15th. Please check your back offices. Make sure that you register for the hotel as well as register to attend the conference. You do not want to miss the great things and the new things that are happening in Artists International that will change the next 5 years of your life. Remember, here on the TMC, we are celebrating our fifth year. October the 25th will be our anniversary day, but we're celebrating each and every single day. And we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here each and every Monday through Friday. Continue to be here, and we'll look forward to hearing you in part two of this call. But at this time, I'm going to ask
if Pastor Glenn John would come back and give us our benediction for part one of this call. Pastor John, are you there?
Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Now have a great day today and a better one tomorrow. May God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. What an awesome morning this has been. Again, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us. Thank you so much, man of God, for that on-time, mighty word. And also, we thank each of you for joining us. And at this time, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, who accepted the mission and mandate of God to start the Master's Call. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. So appreciate you and Minister Willa, as always, for just greeting God's people and setting the atmosphere. Wow, wow, wow. Man of God, Turning Point Prayers. And that is so in the wind of the Spirit. Thank you for that prophetic, strategic, on-time word. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. You can call any kind of musical. They all show up. You can even say, you come out and get a word. Everybody show up. But we say, let's do some neology and just seek the face of God. It's just that small remnant. And I thank you for reminding us that prayer precedes the power, that prayer precedes the promise, that prayer precedes everything. And it is a turning point when we don't do it. And I just love that word that so ministered to my spirit. I always want to esteem you, Pastor John, because you have been so faithful to the Master's Call since the very, very beginning of that day one, October 25th, 2010. You've always been part of our team, and Dr. PK and I just want to always take the time to stop and thank you, because he is a pastor. He is active in his artist business. He has a radio ministry. He travels, speaks, has been an author, and he makes time for the Master's Call every month when he's on the calendar, 1, 2, 3 times whenever I call him. And when others are out of place, I can always count on you. So, man of God, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I so esteem the God in you, and that word really riveted our spirits this morning. Well, on Friday, we all know this call is to have a time of intercession, of prayer, of standing in the gap, of making up the hedge, of bombarding heaven with the word so God's will come forth and manifest in our lives. So at this time, if you
Dr. Vanessa, we can't hear you. I believe we may have dropped Dr. Vanessa, but just be patient. I'm sure she will be back to the line. So if anyone is prepared to give their prayer request and their praise report, I'm not looking at the board, but just get ready to come into the queue by pressing *6 on your phone, and that will allow you to come into the call and to give us your prayer request and your praise report at this time. Is there anyone on the line who would like to give a prayer and praise report at this time? Go ahead and press *6 on your phone and go ahead and begin to talk.
Yes, we have a prayer request here. I have a three-way on. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I have a lady on three-way. Go ahead, Miss Marty.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to have you to help pray and believe God for my brother who has been diagnosed to have a mass around his heart. And if you would give him a prayer and for myself, I've been diagnosed to have an incurable disease, and I now am suffering with glaucoma, and my eyesight is diminishing each and every day. And I would like prayer that my eyesight will be restored and my body as well, and also for my brother as well. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to have you to pray for me and for my brother.
And what is your, and Miss Marty, what is your brother's name?
Alex Johnson.
Alex Johnson. Okay, so we're going to be praying
yes,
for your brother, Alex Johnson. And also, we know and we believe that God will perform miracles and signs and wonders in your life. And maybe the doctor has says that your disease is incurable. But one thing I know that is we serve a God who is able, and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly, and he's able to do all things. He can make the impossible that people believe possible. So we decree and declare total and complete healing in your life in the name of Jesus, and we decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We lift up your brother to God right now, that he will move mightily in his life, and that it shall be done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and
amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Master's Call. Mr. Brenda, can you do me a favor? Can you reach out and see if Dr. Vanessa is back on the line, or if she realized that her call has dropped from the line, and I'll go ahead and continue to move forward. Do we have someone else out there who would like to share their name and where they're calling from? And give us your prayer or praise report for this day. Go ahead and press star 6 and come in to the queue. Okay, going once, going twice, well, once again, we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. We thank you for spreading the word about the Master's Call. Remember, like I said, we are in our
Don't know where I dropped off. Where did I drop off? I was looking.
You dropped off in the very, very beginning, Pastor Vanessa. We did have one person to come on the line, Miss Marty, and she asked for prayer. I went ahead and prayed over her prayer request already, but I'm not sure if there's anyone else in the queue. I did ask if there was anyone else, if they could say anything, but no one has said anything at this time, so I'll go ahead and turn the call back over to you.
Oh, thank you. I guess I better keep looking at the board. What's going on? I was saying for us to pray for, of course, the storm which you brought up. And what I was saying was, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Anastasia, the president, was supposed to be speaking this morning, but with the storm in the Bahamas, that's why our executive president, Candy, had to step up, because with the storm, she wasn't sure she'd have a clear connection. So we definitely want to lift up all of those in the islands as they're going through this inclement weather. And then we want to pray for, as Pastor John mentioned, the Oregon incident, and pray for those families that have been so affected, and just pray for the hearts of the people. You know, the word says the heart of the ruler is in his hand, and when you have people that care more about keeping their guns than letting the glory of God be revealed, we got a problem where life is not as precious, and this is becoming too commonplace, and it's not just mental illness. And we just got to pray. We want to pray for Dr. Karen with the homegoing again of her brother in love. Her sister's husband, and I just pray for her sister and the two kids, and as they celebrate life, pray for them to be comforted, as only God can do during this time and season. We want to continue to pray for, again, Godmother Leroy. They almost got the bleeding stopped, but they don't want to release him. He came from the surgery and is recovering, but there's still a little bit of bleeding, and she agrees she'd rather have him at the hospital if something goes awry than at home. And just continue to pray for those little ones. I was talking to her when their mother came by, and boy, when she left, they were doing some kind of screaming and crying. But, you know, at 1 and 3 years old, it's hard to understand why where mommy and daddy have been for the last 2-3 weeks. So just keep Miss Dorothy in prayer as she is continuing to take care of the little people. And then we all are definitely praying for our 25th anniversary. I so believe we have to pray and cover these conferences, because the enemy tries everything to hinder, harass, frustrate us and those who are doing all the planning. I pray for all those who have a desire in their heart to be there. We can walk and agree with God for the finances, for the time off, for the babysitters, for the monies, everything we need. We can believe God for it and watch him move in our behalf. And then I got a text from Minister Kai, kind of very disturbing text. Her best friend, Susan, her daughter, Michaela, tried to commit suicide last night. And at first she was unresponsive, and they were finally able to revive her, and they have her on suicide watch. And definitely it rattled. These are believers, spiritual believers, and then you have a child who has that little of hope. So to call out Michaela's name, I think I was pronouncing it right, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A, but God knows. And her mother, Susan, who is Minister Kai's, one of her best friends. So we want to keep that situation in prayer. No one has come into the queue. If you want to come into the queue, just come into the queue and don't text me, please. Just come into the queue, and then we can hear your prayer requests. Do you want to give your prayer requests? Okay, I can't read that.
Can you hear me?
Now I can, uh-huh.
Okay, I apologize. This is Minister Brenda.
No, not a problem. It's just I couldn't read it.
With some noise, yes. And I'm also, I have a lady on the three-way that gave her prayer request. But I just got a message from my cousin Frances in New Orleans, and her daughter Trinelle is in surgery at this moment, so she's asking for prayer.
In surgery. All righty, I got it, and thank you very much. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for that strategic prophetic word from Pastor John this morning. We thank you for turning point prayers. We say prayer changes things. Now discipline us to have a lifestyle of prayer, a lifestyle of intercession, a lifestyle, Daddy God, of spending quality time with you, pressing in, coming out of the outer courts, not even satisfied of the inner courts, but pressing in to the Holy of Holies, where we're in your presence and we experience your power working through our lives. We understand there's an ultimate purpose that you want to give us, but you can't trust us with the promises that you have for us because of our lack of prayer and being good stewards of what you want to bless us with. So we repent first for the times when we talked about it but didn't pray about it. We repent first for the times that we complained and had fear and doubt about it. And instead of standing up bold, remembering your word said, greater is he that is in me than any of those fiery darts or attacks that are in the world. Father, let us have a heart of prayer so we stay sensitive to your voice, to your will, and to submit to your ways. Now, Daddy God, we thank you that as we pray for the weather, you said we could speak to the storms, the winds, and the waves like we saw Jesus do and decree, peace be still. We definitely lift up our Platinum President Anastasia and all those we know and love affected in the Bahamas. But for that whole area, Father, we speak peace be still, a protection for them. And we just thank you that as we speak to the weather, as we understand our authority, that storm goes out where it does not affect the lives. Even here in America, for those who've experienced flooding, Father, we curse and cancel the assignment of the enemy that would try to make things go out of balance. Help us respect global environmental policies and just have a respect for what you've given us. You've given us all that we need on this earth, and we will be better stewards. Father, we saw send peace to all those families affected in Oregon. Father, even the shooter had a mother who is probably in horrid shock of the lives that her child has taken yesterday. We just pray that your intervention happen. And even as our president spoke yesterday in just utter frustration that hold a hostage by NRA and special interest groups where more Americans say they want revised gun laws. Father, that's a stronghold that needs a turning point prayer. That's a demonic influence that needs turning point prayer. So we thank you. You said the heart of the king, the ruler was in your hand. And so we will get in that place of prayer and intercession and curse and cancel those strongholds that have got America in such a vice grip and a place that does not glorify you. Let us be that remnant of prayer. Just like when everybody had given up that Peter would make it and they prayed. Ah, and that was the first jailhouse rock when you set them free. And I thank you. Set us free to be what you've ordained us to be. So we pray for that divine intervention. We send the words again of comfort to Dr. Karen and with Leroy to his body, Jehovah Rapha. And we just thank you that every prayer, not one thing returns void. We call out Trinell's name in surgery. We send the word for the surgeon, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, the aides, anybody and everybody in that operating room. Oh, God, let your glory be revealed. You minister through their hands, through their minds. We call this surgery successful. We speak peace to Frances while she's going through this time. And, Father, you use the doctors to be your hands extended, and we call this surgery successful. And, Father, with Michaela, we curse that spirit of suicide. We curse that spirit of hopelessness and depression that would make you not feel your life was worthy. Ah, we speak peace to the mother Susan and wisdom of what to say and how to minister to her child. And, Father, the demonic influences, the doors that were left open that allowed the spirit to take a vice grip on this child, we sever them by the acts of your word at the root. And we speak to Michaela's spirit that she shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, the purposes that are on her life. They shall manifest in Jesus' name. This 25th anniversary, we speak, decree, and declare it shall be the best ever. All roads, Father, traveling mercies, we already speak in the heavenlies, provision for the trip. We decree it in our lives, good stewards of our time and our finances and our talents as we come. Father, bless the corporate office as they prepare, as they do all that they do. Give them favor. Father, give them a spirit of excellence. We just thank you for a spirit of unity. We lift up Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, and we thank you that you have had them stay focused and faithful 25 years. Now, Father, for the prayers that were not spoken, we thank you that you hear and you know all. Well, we are turning point prayer warriors. We understand we're frontline warriors. We have on our armor of God as we speak your word. We curse and cancel every spirit of backlash, retaliation, and revenge that would try to come against us as we war in the heavens for the will of God to work in our lives. I thank you for everyone on this line that we understand who we are, but utmost whose we are. And as we pray, it's not a dialogue. It's not a monologue. It's a dialogue where we speak your will and we listen and obey what you speak back to our hearts. I thank you for breakthroughs for each and every person on this line. I thank you that we believe and we know and we birth your will in the land. So not one of these prayer requests shall return void. But I thank you for the praise reports, the multiple praise reports that shall continue to come because of our turning point prayers. So we seal this time by the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare to the heavens, your kingdom come, Daddy God, Your will being done in our lives through us as your yielded vessels. We are your ministers in the marketplace. We are your hands extended. Order our steps as we leave this call. Give us a sensitive heart and a sensitive spirit to know your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Stir up the gifts of God in each and every one of these your children, and that they will mature and grow and soar to be all you call them to be. They're your eagles, God. Let them spread their wings and let the breath of God ascend them higher toward purposes you have preordained. So I thank you, Father, for a mind to pray. I thank you for a heart for turning point prayers. And I thank you for the discipline that we're developing so that our destiny is determined. Now we seal it by the blood of Jesus, and all of our lives are sanctioned by you as we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out today and have a blessed day. Hear some of you all on the MMC call, and to all the rest, have a blessed weekend till we come together again on Monday. Bye.